Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Well, good morning. I'm Dwayne Landers, actually sitting in for Dale Martin along with my co-host,
Shannon Trapphagen.
And hello, how you doing this morning? I'd like to welcome you to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation. Of course, we're live on 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people that make it work.
Absolutely.
Oh, no doubt. This is a wonderful morning.
It's getting there. Yeah, a little bit of cloud cover outside, but yeah, hopefully the sun will shine this afternoon.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, especially for what's going on this morning. With the Go
Bike.
Got a
busy morning.
Oh man. Listen, if you hadn't heard, today is the Big Sky Ride, and folks are riding over the Skyway among the 190 and the 133.
The 33. Yeah, yeah. I believe they're using part of the Route 5 going over the water.
Mm-hmm.
And our ever knowledgeable and very brave host of the show, Dale Martin, is out there riding this morning. So we will be checking with him at some point to see how he's doing and if he needed medical help, somebody to come out and take care of him at some point, or if he actually makes it all the way.
Well, you know something, I actually did rode over to the Skyway maybe about 2 years ago.
Did you?
I did. And it was fun. It was different. And I did need medical help.
Did
I feel like it.
So, but what's that feeling like? I mean, because that's a pretty high bridge.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of winds that kind of whip around. I can only imagine that the sensation is...
You're right. It's actually a pretty smooth ride, but as you would imagine, being up in the air like that, you're right, it's winds and stuff that is actually taking place. But I mean, it's fun. It's fun, and you know, it's not a race.
Yep.
You know, so that's, you know, a little bit different too. So you can just kind of ride at your own pace.
Yeah, which is nice.
Right.
You know,
so it was a good thing. As a matter of fact, have you ever ridden in it or at all?
I've never done the Sky Ride. I have done, so what's great about Buffalo is over the course of the last 5 or 6 years, we've been seeing this resurgence in Buffalo. The food culture and business and economics.
No
well,
doubt.
Part of that has also been the cycling community.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of reinvention of getting people active on bikes. So my husband and I did the Slow Roll of Buffalo last year, which actually started in Detroit, Michigan. And then they brought it to Buffalo, and we did that last summer, and then I wrote about it. I'm the associate publisher of Buffalo Healthy, the magazine, so I wrote about it in the magazine last year. Could not believe how many people, I think there were 2,000 or 3,000 riders.
Wow.
They came out, they had a drone that went overhead. We had police escorts as we were going down the streets. It was a really amazing experience. So I've done that.
Okay.
I'm still working my way up to certain races, rides.
Hey, don't tell me you're going to ride in the nude race.
You're God, no. My husband, if you're listening, I'm not doing that.
Have you ever seen that, by the way?
I have not.
Oh, my goodness. It's a race, and people are completely nude, okay, and riding. And it was, you know, it's not like what you would think. You know what I mean?
They're on bicycles.
They're on bicycles.
I can't imagine how your bum must feel when you get done with something like that.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, everybody was not completely nude. But for the most part, most people were nude. And it was nothing sensual about watching people nude on a bike, you know, and they were just
flying by. So we have
all
kinds of biking here in Buffalo.
Yes, exactly. You know, I couldn't believe it was like, it had to be at least 500 or 600 people going down Main Street.
Wow, that's quite a big group.
Yes, and so I was like, are we serious here? You know, so.
Wow.
Man, I want to bring our producer in and kind of say hello, because, man, I got away not saying hello to Louie. How you doing this morning?
How's it going? Good morning.
Good morning. How your morning going so far?
Not bad so far.
Not bad?
No.
So what you think about getting out there on the bike?
I'd do it.
You do it?
I like riding bikes.
Now, you wouldn't do it nude, would you?
No, absolutely not. Probably
good,
not.
Good to know.
Yeah, no, that's not my forte.
So, Louis, we got something really good happening in sports this morning?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
The Buffalo Bisons look to make it 3 wins in 3 days in their series with the Sacramento River Cats. The final game of the series gets underway today at 105, which can be heard right here on ESPN 1520, with pregame starting at 12:35. To hockey, make it 3 straight for the Tampa Bay Lightning after taking down the Capitals in Game 5 3-2 last night. The Lightning lead the series 3-2 despite being down early on 2-0. In the West, the Vegas Knights have a chance to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals with a win today. Knights-Jets Game 5 starts at 3 p.m. on NBC. After falling in Game 1, Vegas has won 3 straight to take a 3-1 series lead. In the Hockey World Championships this weekend, Switzerland pulled off the upset on Team Canada, advancing to the gold medal game. Canada will play the U.S. for bronze. Over to the NBA playoffs, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers got a much-needed Game 3 victory in Cleveland last night. The Celtics struggled to make it a game, falling 116-86. James finished the night with 27 points along with 12 assists. Boston now leads the series at 2-1. Game 4 in Cleveland is Monday at 8:30. Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals tips off today at 8 o'clock between the Rockets and Warriors. That series is tied up at 1 game apiece. Some football news to announce. Johnny Manziel is headed to Canada after announcing on Twitter yesterday that he will be joining the Hamilton Tiger Cats this summer in the CFL. The hope for a Triple Crown is still alive with Justify and jockey Mike Smith after winning the 143rd Preakness Stakes. Justify and Mike Smith can become the first horse jockey duo to attain the Triple Crown since American Pharoah and Victor Espinoza in 2015. This update is brought to you by Latempio PC Law Group, your complete legal counsel, and by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louis DiBiase.
Okay, and we're back. And as a matter of fact, a lot of things happening in sports, Louis.
Yeah, absolutely. We got both playoffs going on right now. You know, the NFL is kind of a dead period, as it normally is, but
right.
Baseball's in full swing, so got some horse racing. There's a lot going on.
Hey, did you see that, well, two things. First of all, the playoffs have been, like, crazy. It's been the best basketball playoff ever. Okay, one night it's a blowout, next night it's a blowout.
Yes.
You know, it's
just
been,
different,
you know,
teams blowing out the other one.
Oh,
last
goodness.
Night it was Cleveland, and the first two games it was Boston.
In Boston.
Yeah.
So who's ever home?
Pretty much.
Pretty much is going to get blown out.
Cleveland knew. They knew they had to bring it back. So.
Oh, no doubt.
LeBron
no
James
doubt.
Isn't going down 3-0.
No.
Against
he's
this Boston team.
Not
just, at
all.
I'm done doubting LeBron James ever. Even with the roster he has right now, I'm done doing it.
And what you think about Mr. Football actually getting back into the game?
I'm a fan of it, personally, because I want to go see him play, and Hamilton's not that far from Buffalo, so that's a little selfish part of it. I want to see Johnny Manziel play football again. But he's doing what a lot of NFL players that couldn't get back in the league were scared to do and join the CFL because,
right.
You know, it's a different style of football.
Right.
You know, there's kind of an image about the CFL that it's kind of – it's at a lower level, and I think a lot of players have big egos and they didn't want to go over the CFL. They thought they were too good for it maybe.
Right,
and
right.
I think Johnny Manziel has – you know, he had that big ego. It's the reason he got kicked out of the league. He just didn't care. He didn't put in the time. He partied all the time, you know, wasn't in the film room. And I think it's a humbling and smart move for him to show what he can do on the field. So I'm excited for it, especially because it's so close to Buffalo. So, you know, you can go see Johnny Manziel play if you can get over to Canada.
Well, you know something, I'm one of these people that pull for people a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I kind of hope the kid kind of does it just because of that. And that he actually kind of learned his lesson.
Yeah.
You know, hey, yeah. You know, when, you know, going to NFL, NBA, you know, NHL, or, you know, any pro
sport, yeah.
You know, you got to have the right mentality.
You do. And it's tough. It's, everybody's looking for that chance, that opportunity to get into the pros.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you get in, injury,
right.
Anything can happen. Anything can come up that can kind of deter your path.
Exactly.
And then it's trying to reinvent yourself, which is exactly what I think he's doing.
Right.
Is trying to find another way to stick to something that he loves, that he's passionate about, and at the same time reinvent himself. What's interesting, it's our June issue for all of you guys out there that think our magazine is a female magazine only. It is not. Our June cover model has got an amazing story, and I'm not going to say who he is, okay. But he's a retired Buffalo Bills player.
Okay.
And he is our cover for June, and he has got a truly amazing story, and his story is one of reinvention as well. And needing to leave the sport a little earlier than expected. So
Wow. It's
pretty inspiring. And it's good to see guys like him and Johnny that are out there making it happen.
You know something, and like you say, I mean, in terms of making it happen, tell me a little bit how you made this magazine happen.
Well, I help make this magazine happen.
Okay.
The creator, the publisher, Annette Pinder, is really kind of the brains behind the magazine. She has been running it now for over 8 years.
Okay.
And I came on about 4 years ago as the associate publisher, and we have really exploded in the Buffalo region. We reach close to 200,000 print readers.
Wow.
and over 30,000 digital readers. We have quite a large following, and every month we're hearing from our readers that they love the content, they love the clients, the ads that they're seeing in here. You know, even for May, for example, here we are talking about cycling and Dale out there this morning doing his thing with the Sky Ride, and we've got an article in the May issue for reasons to embrace cycling now. So everybody get out there and... check it out. We really touch on a lot of things that are similar to what Western New York at Work really talks about.
Okay. Well, speaking of Dell, in just a second, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a break here, and then we'll come back, and we'll actually get into a little bit about the cycling and a little bit about the article when we return.
Yeah, we're going to check in with Dell as well.
Okay.
Ask anyone in Western New York the first thing they think of when you say the word pizza. Chances are you'll hear the name Bocce. Bocce's Pizza is the ultimate Western New York pizza and has been since 1946. The business world calls him Jim, but we call him Mr. Bocce. He'll tell you how it all started.
Bocce Club Pizza started in 1946 when my dad took over a small little restaurant, and it was the Bocce Club that actually had bocce ball courts. And the story goes that they were experimenting, looking in the basement one day, found an old Blodgett pizza oven, and my dad started experimenting with pizza, and next thing you know, here we are, 70 years later, serving takeout pizza at two locations on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road.
Bocce Pizza is a true culinary institution in Western New York. It's as much Western New York as the chicken wing. If you're one of the few who haven't tried it, get to one of their two locations today on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road and see why Bocce's Pizza is such a treasured delicacy to all Western New Yorkers. Whenever you need a ride, ride local. Locally owned Liberty Cab is Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company. For over 40 years, Liberty Cab has provided safe, secure, comfortable transportation. Whether you're going a few miles or long distance, call Liberty Cab 24/7 at 877-7111 or download their new Curb app and get a $15 credit with the promo code Liberty. Ride local with Liberty Cab, Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company.
This is Frank Lotempio III, Lotempio PC Law Group, your complete counsel team meeting your lifetime legal needs. Call us at 855-3761.
Okay, and we're back. And as I mentioned, that we're going to go to Dale and also kind of get into one of the articles in Healthy Living. So first, let's see if Mr. Burton is actually on the phone.
Well, guys, yes, I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can hear you fine.
Oh, what an awesome morning I've had. A little on the chilly side, but nevertheless, just awesome, guys. Shannon, if you've never experienced riding over the Buffalo Skyway, you have to do it. I mean, this is the fifth year that this annual fundraising event has been in place. But if you've never done it before, next year should be the time that you should take advantage of it.
So there you go, guys. Dale has just called me out to actually join the ride next year. I can't say no to that. So, Dale, tell us a little bit about what this ride is for. How many miles are you riding?
Well, they divided it up into two different rides, and I'll just equate maybe one being the advance and the other one being maybe for the shorter run. But for the city loop, that entailed going through the city, actually going on the 33, the 198, and coming around to another aspect of the city. And so you had that portion of the ride. And then you had the traditional sky ride where you go up the skyway. But they made something, they did something a little different. Normally, you would have to go up both sides of the skyway. Apparently, there was some construction on the other side.
Yeah.
And so you went over the skyway the first time, but then they went a different route that brought you through other areas of the city, over by Riverworks, over by Canal Side.
Oh, nice.
There were some bike trails that I was never, I mean, I wasn't aware of. So it was a good experience overall.
Oh, terrific. And I'm going to assume that there were plenty of riders out to enjoy it this morning.
Yes, over 1,000. I'm not sure what the official number is as of yet, but the number that has been quoted to me has been 1,500.
Wow.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. So I know you had to take the advance route. I just know you did, right?
You can lie, Dale.
No, I did not. I did not take the advance. I wanted to make sure I could make the show. Had I taken the advance route, there was a good chance that
you'd
I wasn't
catching
make,
your
who
breath.
Knows, maybe I would have needed medical attention. But so
next
maybe
year.
Next year for the advance route.
There we go. You're going to be doing the advanced route next year. We'll get you in shape.
So what does the rest of the morning have for you and as far as the route and you and the riders this morning?
Well, there's a lot of activity out here. Currently right now, most of the riders are back. And there's several food trucks out here. You have Lloyd's food truck, Amy's truck, the Flashing Fish. Again, I may have mentioned there's live music. There's activities out here for the kids. It's really a family fun event.
And it sounds like the weather has started to kind of fade away. So everybody should be able to get out and enjoy being out there this morning.
Well, unfortunately, I think the meteorologist got it wrong today because I was expecting 70, and it doesn't feel anywhere close to 70.
Definitely not.
But a lot of brave souls came out, and people, you know, prepared or they dressed for the weather. And when we have a cycling community, which is what we're growing into, you know, you have to just dress for the climate. Let's face it, this is Buffalo. You never know what you're going to get, and so you walk outside and you know what you see, what you have, and you dress accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm actually looking at this, at the city loop, and it's kind of crazy. 18 miles, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, 18 miles.
Oh, my goodness.
That's actually not bad.
Spoken like a true cyclist.
I think you can do it, Sharon. I think you can do it.
Well, seeing as how, so for those of you who don't know, May is biking month, and Friday was bike to work day, and my husband actually biked all the way to his office, which is in the South Towns, and I believe it was a 24-mile ride total. So, again, you know, I'm not the only one that's an avid cyclist in our family. He enjoys it, too, and he took advantage of Bike to Work Day on Friday. A lot of people did.
So did he start out on Wednesday, or?
No, he's in a little bit better shape than that.
Oh, okay.
No, he planned it the night before, dropped his work clothes off at work the day before, rode to work. And what's great is that his company, Moog, is a very bike-friendly community. They actually have a bunch of biking paths. They have a bike share that they do, so people can take bikes back and forth to the different offices. They have walking and hiking trails.
Okay.
So it's just great to see all of these different ways that people are kind of getting involved with cycling, even including the Skyride. So I know that the Skyride is an actual fundraiser for Go Bike Buffalo. Is that right, Dale?
That is correct. And speaking of people, there's a number of people that are attempting to get my attention. So I'm going to sign off. I'm going to go over there and interview them and let you guys go back to the great conversation that I know you're having. And I'd just like to say also thank you very much for, you know, just coming in and, you know, just keeping West New York at Work alive and vibrant as what we do each and every Sunday.
Sounds good. You enjoy
indeed.
The rest of your morning.
Quite welcome. Okay. And actually, this is a lot of fun. You need to invite me back again.
Well, you know what? After the show, you know what? If you don't have any other plans, come on down to LaSalle Park and enjoy some of this fun. Guys, take care, and I'll talk to both of you very soon.
Okay, Dale. Talk to you
take
soon.
Care.
Sounds good.
Okay. So, you know, as he was mentioning, you're right. I mean, some of the reasons to just kind of embrace cycling. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I see you got an article actually in the magazine this mm-hmm. month about that. So you want to talk about that?
Yeah, you know, it's what's great is, so the article is with Tom's Pro Bike here in Western New York, who is also another big biking company, and they have two locations, East okay. Amherst and Depew Lancaster, right on Walden Ave. And they go through the reasons to embrace cycling. And what I think is interesting about that is we did an article about this last year in our magazine about the myths about cycling as you get older.
Okay.
And I think there are a lot of people that kind of assume they become a little hesitant about cycling as they get into their later 40s, 50s, right. 60s, you know, the balance might not be as great. They don't want to fall. They don't want to get hurt. They don't want to get hit by a car.
Right.
What happens if they get a flat tire? So a lot of these questions arise as people get older. But biking is great for your health. It's a heart-healthy activity. It's great for the joints. It's easier on the knees. And there are so many different ways. Tom's Pro Bike actually went through. You know, you can get tires that are kind of like run flats for a car. They don't, they won't go flat. So if something happens, you can still get home.
Right.
They have bigger seats that are a little cushionier. They're better for, you know, your posterior as you're riding. And there's just so many different options that are available. There's even electric assist bikes. So I don't know if you've heard about those. Those are becoming very popular. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can get that little extra push and that assistance when you're riding so that you, you don't have to do all of the work yourself if you don't want to.
It's like an assisted lawnmower.
Sort of. Yes, we can put those two together. Yeah, it's great. You know, I mean, for me, you know, for those of you who haven't gotten into cycling, honestly, I didn't get into cycling until my mid-30s.
Okay.
I'm in my early 40s now.
Okay.
And I've only become more and more passionate about it. And the big reason for me is it is just a huge stress reliever.
Okay.
When I get out there on the bike and I'm bombing those back roads and I'm climbing hills, everything else just kind of fades away and I really zone out.
Okay.
And it's just amazing the feeling that you get, you know, the country back roads, some of the things that you see, even on a city ride.
Right.
Doing just the slow roll. Experience last year, there were things that we noticed in the city that we never noticed before.
And you know, it's interesting you say that because it's funny. I mean, if you're riding in the car all the time, and a lot of times just walking down the street, you know, you will see a lot of things that you never, I didn't know that was there, you know.
Yeah.
And I could imagine it's like that. I mean, it's you're passing it in a lot slower pace.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're forced to pay attention.
Pay attention, and you just kind of take in everything.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, and it's a great way to see all of the things that we have going on in Buffalo, and all of the new businesses and things that are popping up in this area. And when you're cycling, when you're walking, when you're taking advantage of these events that are going on, it's a great way to see what everybody else in the community is doing. Like, you know, Tom's Pro Bike, Go Pro Buffalo, Independent Health, which is a part of this event this morning.
Okay.
All doing pretty amazing things in this area. It's great to see.
You're right. I mean, and the way that Buffalo is growing right now, just, I mean, you look every place, you know, you kind of look around and you say, wow, I didn't know that was there. Or, wow, man, all of a sudden they got a new building. And because it seems like buildings are like just popping up like weeds in Buffalo right now, you know.
Yeah, we have a new art museum going up, the Explorimore Museum, which is getting built right now downtown, right near Harbor Center. And that's really exciting to see. We can't wait to see what's going on with that. You know, Gates Vascular is right downtown, the Gates Vascular Institute, and they've got a lot of really amazing things going on with medical technology nowadays. So, yeah, you know, there's this huge hub of activity, and it's not even just right downtown. We've got restaurants popping up in the north towns and the south towns.
Exactly.
And, you know, places like Orchard Park in Hamburg, New York,
right,
who are both part of this huge suburban revitalization. You know, Orchard Park recently expanded their roads on Chestnut Ridge. So if you're going out to that park, those roads are pretty active with cars. I mean, it's a two-lane highway on either side. And they recently opened it up for bikers. So now you've got these huge bike lanes on either side of Chestnut Ridge Road, which is fantastic for bikers like me because as a road cyclist, that's a pretty busy road and you always have to be very mindful.
Right.
Now we've got these great bike lanes over there. Hamburg is doing the same thing. They've got these great biking paths, walking trails. You know, I mean, just going out to, you know, Boston Hills from Hamburg, the countryside out there, and everything is bike friendly. You know, they've got all these great signals, and it's perfect.
You know, that's fantastic. I mean, last week, or now probably 2 weeks ago, Dale had the brunch, and it was like from Jefferson to Orchard Park.
Yep.
Okay, and basically, you know, kind of that was kind of mentioned, the fact how even Orchard Park, you know, had to kind of take on a new look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it was kind of funny. If we go back even further, what was it? It was the show that came in that actually rebuilt the houses. They gave all the houses the new look.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And what happened, one of the things that they noticed is that they couldn't just come in and do one house.
Nope.
They had to come in and do some other parts of the neighborhood.
See?
In Buffalo order for that house growing. To make sense.
Yep.
You know?
And, but they understand the dynamics of Buffalo.
Exactly. So, yep. And that's how it is with Buffalo in general. I think that, you know, one part of the city, and that's how it is with most cities, you know, one part grows, and in order for the other part to make sense,
yep.
The other parts of
it's
the city.
It's a domino effect.
Exactly.
It becomes a domino effect, and it's something that our city has needed. So, I mean, it's really great to see how just our community is starting to come together. Everybody's playing off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses are playing off of each other. And the brunch that Dale had really explored that avenue as well.
Exactly.
You know, the mayor has been really a great advocate. Our magazine has really been in touch with the businesses in the community and making sure that everybody, that we're telling their stories of how Buffalo is growing. And that's what Western New York at Work is really all about.
Exactly.
And it's great to see this. And biking fits into that in a very big way. And I think that's going to continue to grow even more.
I tell you what, when we return, okay, we're going to talk more about the biking. Also, I'm going to tell you about a new show that I have coming up.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that as well. So let's go ahead to the break and go ahead and start to, oh, okay, well, I might as well tell you now. Okay. So, no, I have a new show coming up, hopefully in August. It's called The Apartment Show. Okay.
Interesting.
And where we will actually go in. We will actually go in and talk about apartments, okay, where listed apartments. We'll also talk about lifestyles as well. So, you know, I have some photographers on the show. I will probably have some interior decorators on the show. And we will actually go in and show you what the apartment looks like.
Now, are these newer apartments?
It will actually be newer apartments, and it will also older apartments as well. So I think my producer, Louie, is saying to go ahead and take a break here.
Show's wrapping up.
Oh, the show's wrapping yeah. up. Oh, man, already?
Yes. Half hour goes quick when you got a lot to talk about.
Jeez, you know? So, but anyway, that's what's happening with The Apartment Show. And so I look forward to that. Hopefully you guys can be on here sometime as well, you know?
We would absolutely love it. There's definitely a lot to talk about. And, you know, we appreciate all of the listeners out there today who joined us for Western New York at Work this morning.
Yes.
And we have a lot more to talk about in coming up shows. There's a lot of growth going on in Buffalo, so thank you for joining us and being here.
Exactly. And like I said, so any last words that you want to put in this morning?
We have a lot of events coming up. So what I'd like to say to our Buffalo community is get out there and enjoy the summer, rain or shine. I know we have the Ride for Roswell, which Tom's Pro Bike is going to be part of in June. We've got a lot of great walking events. The Taste of Buffalo is coming up at the beginning of July, which I will be judging this year, which I'm excited about. Just get out and enjoy the summer. Buffalo is a great place to be, and there are a lot of new things coming up this summer that I think everybody will be surprised to see how much we've really grown.
So. And every time you say Taste of Buffalo around that time, I always look like a big hog head. You know, I just walk out there and just
such
like.
Such a great event.
It is.
So much
it is.
Fun. It really
you
is.
Know, so anyway, look, a lot of things coming up. It was my pleasure. I'm Dwayne Cumberlander along with
Shannon Traphagen.
And guys, hey, you go out and make it a great morning.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.